What's up, Vibe Tribe? Let's kick a special one from the beach down here at the ocean. Letting the kids enjoy the water. It's freezing, but it feels wonderful on my feet. I told it I would be back 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. Finally got here. But this episode I want to call Don't Get Old. Don't get old. But if you're going to, at least figure it out before you do. Why am I saying that? Well, anytime I'm around other people, I study the environment, right? I study the way people act, the way they behave, the silly things that they hold value to, right? When we go through life the normal way, when we never see it for what it truly is, it's crazy. It's like all the dramas that you dealt with in your 20s are still going on in your 70s and 80s. You know, everything is bad. We're driving down the road to get to the beach, and they're like, everything was just negative that my aunt and my dad's girlfriend were talking about. But this road's just too busy. This road is ridiculous. There's too many people. Oh my God, tomorrow's the fishing tournament. It's going to be horrible. And it's just like, lordy, lordy, lordy. There's so much more to appreciate about this experience. Why do we tend to be drawn to the negative? And it sucks. It sucks to be around. I don't like being around it. Just like, you know, in the way that we're raising our children differently. I'm glad that I got to where I'm at, because I'm raising my kids in a way that they're going to have freedom. They're going to be free, because everything I showed them about our reality is free. And if that's one thing you could take from me, is, you know, a coach, whatever you want to call me, is I have the parenting side figured out when it comes to the psychology. I might not be perfect at it, and I probably don't want to be perfect at it, because I still want my kids to have an experience. But at the same time, I want them to have more of an enlightened, more of a higher vibrational experience. I take much pride in the fact that my kids will just out of the blue all the time say, Daddy. And I'll be like, what? I love you. I'm just like, man, you know how to get me every time, kid. And they both do it constantly. But, you know, it's like my kids don't like to wear shoes. And I just had to get forced for my kids to put shoes and flip-flops on. I'm like, you don't understand. They're just going to take them off. And then in all that fiasco, right, God kind of threw out a little bit of karma there, because they were so hell-bent on putting my son's shoes on. They went to get baby powder and take it forever. And they're jamming these shoes on my son's feet. And then as soon as they got him on, they just let him run, and a car was coming. And it gave them a heart attack. Of course, I never see my son being hit by a car. But I guarantee you there might be a reality that exists that somebody just learned a lesson about shoes and about the fact that our children will tell us what they want, right? I let my kids raise themselves. I let my kids tell me what they need when they need it. I don't tell my kids that they're cold. I also understand that kids don't get sick because of cold weather, right? Kids get sick because of bad immune diseases, or immunities, or immune systems, or viruses, or germs, or whatever the hell you want to call it. What if I told you if they didn't know any of it existed, they would never get sick? That's how deep I take my programs and my children. I tell them that sickness does not exist. Anything they see on these little shows about doctors and all that, it's just make-believe. It's a false version of reality that they don't live in. That they are infinite, and they don't ever have to worry about that as long as they believe it. And that's what I teach. But I just want to jump on and do about old people, about don't ever get old. That's one thing I figured out a long time ago, is that I never allowed myself to, you know, follow the normal path. Never allowed myself to feel like I was aging. So yes, when I look in the mirror at 45, I don't see a 45-year-old man at all. I really appreciate what I see looking back at me. And I want you to appreciate what's looking back at you too. Don't ever forget, 5 years ago, I can look at pictures of myself and look at myself now and go, wow, did I lose 10 years? Yeah, in my reality, I did. And it doesn't matter what anybody else's reality is mirroring. It just matters what you see in the mirror. That's the trick to life. That's the beauty of life. You know, there are no ugly people at all. It's just, it's an illusion. everybody's looking back at themselves and whatever they feel like they are, right? That's why it's so important to raise our kids with the understanding that they are just truly beautiful. And we're getting attacked by birds, so I'm going to go. I hope you are all enjoying your experience. I'm going to keep the seagulls off of my kids while they try to enjoy some potato chips. But hey, don't allow yourself to get old. Don't grow up to be old. Stay young. Stay having experiences before you end up in a trailer park drinking beer every day, doing it the same exact way. Talking about how kids have to go to public school. That's where they learn to grow. And no, you're doing it wrong. Well, you did it wrong. I'm not going to do it wrong. I want to make sure that my kids experience life in a way that I would have sure loved to experience it. So go on adventures, be exciting, live on the edge. And, you know, if you need a guide for that, let me know. I love y'all. Peace.